flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly with the final Football Friday of the season and the last one we could possibly have because the Eagles are in the Super Bowl on Sunday. You can check out all the Eagles' big game action, the official sports bar of the Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. You can find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. Now, all year long at 3:30, we've had the Tornado Shapiro game day forecast. However, it's at the Superdome. It's indoors. What could you possibly have for us?
Hello, man. Welcome back to Philly to be with your peeps in the big game and Tornado Shapiro. 2 whole weeks. We've waited too long. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Yeah, getting ready for the big one in the Big Easy. Spent a little time down in New Orleans myself at WWWNOLA with a weather girl by the name of Big Weezy. She ran about 5'11", 285, with a sweetheart. She wore overalls. She looked just like Landon Dickerson, Gemma. We called her the Glorious B.I.G. You know, when she presented the 11 o'clock news, she obstructed 3 of the 5 day forecast. But don't fret, she was big and easy. This girl was 50% English, 50% French, 100% willing and open-minded. Trust me, her mind wasn't the only thing open, Kevin.
No. We can move on.
I remember one time down on Bourbon Street, it was myself, Ike Reese, Trombone Shorty, Rusty Trombone, and Mark Sanchez hanging out at the Stankhorn, listening to Dixieland jazz. Everything was fine. Then Rusty pulled out right when Cooper Manning joined in with his flute.
Okay.
Well, what the heck?
All right.
So, lots of history there. You know, you remember when those Saints fans they wore those paper bags over their heads in the early 80s?
I do.
Yeah, I started that. I started it when I brought old Betty Butterface to the Saints games. Betty did the weather at WWW Bad TV. Her face was so unappealing, they made her give the forecast with her back to the camera. And believe me, you enjoyed her back to the camera. Come on!
Okay.
That was the same year my neighbor got locked up trolling down in the quarter. He saw a working girl he liked. He tried to make a Louisiana purchase right there in front of two police officers. He broke Tornado's number one rule. Never pay for a hen. You can get eggs for free with looks, charm, and a phony resume.
Yeah, apparently. You get on the radio, too, with that, too.
$4 a dozen today. Last time we were in New Orleans, it was me, Sean Landetta, Arthur Fennell, and you, Douglas.
Wait, Ike wasn't there? Why wasn't Ike there?
God.
Ike sat that one out. Ike waited in the car wearing his neck roll, catching his breath, counting his blessings. We're chilling in a French coffee shop, and Landetta decided he needed to shave. And I don't mean his face.
Oh, don't get us in more trouble, Sean.
Pull it taut, friend. You, Douglas, had a diet of Ike juice and gummies, proceeded to climb up to the balcony, then fell asleep. And we see Neil Hartman working as a street performer. He was tap dancing. Wow. He was tap dancing with bottle caps on his sneakers to the tune of the old Daily News Live theme song.
Neil Later Harbor is a street performer.
I left an after-hours club with an unknown female. It's after 5 a.m. The sun's coming up. We get back to her place. I'm trying to deliver the top five at 5 a.m. style. We're about to get down to business. All of a sudden, three guys in the next room start singing 5:30 Creed.
From the edge, and I'm thinking.
And I'm thinking, I'm 6 feet from running out and cracking these guys halfway to hell and back from messing up my mojo.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. Do you have a forecast for this indoor football game?
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
78 degrees outside at kickoff with fog and brutal humidity. But you never know what kind of bizarre system is coming off the Gulf there. You get a spritz inside if very easily in that place. I give it a 50-50 chance. Crazier things have happened down there. You got voodoo and alchemy and Ouija boards. Pack a slicker, folks. Bring salt and cayenne pepper. Save your family. They bury people above ground there. How about some recessional music for that kind of accuracy? You know I'm right. Expect the unexpected. It's the
no music. The guy just predicted 50% chance of rain in a dome. So it was you?
Yeah.
Hold on. You, Trombone Shorty, Rusty Trombone, and Mark Sanchez.
Okay.
And then
I don't even know the other two guys.
And then Sean Landetta, Arthur Fennell, and Hugh Douglas.
Glad I wasn't in that group.
Yeah, you were in the car.
And Neil Hartman is a street performer.
Yeah, with bottle caps on his shoes. 215-592-9494. It's On the Record Friday. Tornado went on the record. You got to tell us what you think is going to happen on Sunday. Specifically, Rich in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Rich?
Oh, it's so hard to find that opening act. Look, you remember back in the days, and thanks for taking my call. Great to be here. Back in the days of the gangrene defense, when the Eagles used to play Dallas and such like that, we would be lucky to get over like 10 or 12 points in any for either team. So what I'm saying here is the game's going to start like that. It's going to be anybody's game up until halftime. And I've been watching a lot of film this week. And right about 8 minutes and 56 seconds into the third quarter, that's when it's going to go street ball. Kansas City's going to go street ball like they always do. And the Eagles are going to shut them down, bro. Shut them down. And that's when the NFL best player on the defense for the Eagles, big play Slay, is going to take that ball away. Next thing you know, it's going to be off to the races. The Eagles are going to finish up. How is it going to go? It's going to go with Merrill Reese saying, "I don't believe it. The Eagles have done it again." And that's the way it's going to go. My prediction is 26-16. Eagles all the way, baby.
Wow, a Slay pick six. Slay's first interception of the year would be, actually.
Second? I thought he had his first against Green Bay, right?
Yeah, he had the one in the Packers game.
Oh, you're right. Man, yeah. The Packers game, which was 3.5 years ago,
that Packers game. We need a Coop pick on Sunday.
Oh, would love a Coop
pick. Quinyon's got his two in the postseason.
Would love a Coop pick.
I think it is Coop time, right?
Coop's going to have a moment.
You feel like
I feel a Coop moment.
He's got a big job on Sunday because it's going to be a lot of Coop with Travis Kelce.
Well, Kelsey's gone. I told you that.
Oh, yeah. And the Chiefs are frauds, right?
They're still on fraud.
Okay. I think you got to take them off fraud watch when they're in the Super Bowl. Now, Ike, TV again for you on Sunday, huh?
Yeah, we're doing pregame, postgame show. We also got a pregame show at Live Casino, WIP.
WIP, of course.
WIP's pregame show will be there, I believe, starting at 3 o'clock. I'll make an appearance over there with Joe and Hugh. I don't know who else is going to be. Cast of many others.
DeCamera will be on it. I'm on for an hour.
Okay, yep. So the whole crew will be there. They got Joe DeCamera to work. Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Probably got to give him an extra few days off.
Man.
But
I'll be joining Michael B. and the crew, you know, Barrett and Ron Jaworski and Ruben Frank.
NBC Sports Philly.
NBC Sports Philly for the pregame and the postgame. Starting at 4 o'clock, 4 to 6 pregame, and then immediately following after the game when it's over. Hopefully, 2 hours of celebration.
Now, all those guys are always dressed to the nines, but do they know what they're in for with Ike Reese on
Sunday,
Super Bowl
Sunday?
Sunday,
we're going subtle. We're going a little...
Really?
Yeah.
Business trip.
Yeah. I'll be in a suit, but every suit can't be that suit.
Yeah.
It's a Super Bowl. You're treating it like church.
Nah, it won't be a church suit. Be a suit. I look nice in the suit regardless of what suit it is.
Very true.
But I feel like I kind of set an expectation out there. Now everybody is expecting to see something. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Right.
Now tune in for the analysis.
Okay.
You're not tuning in to see my suit.
And this message is for one person.
Yes.
Michael Barkham.
Yeah.
Got my eyes on you. Why? Don't you even think about asking Ike for a victory if they win.
Oh, don't you dare, Michael.
Don't you even think about it, Barkham.
I know you're going to be wearing green glasses. Yep. You're going to get all excited.
Don't you even.
The victory happens on Monday, Barkham.
Yeah. Well, I'm a guest, so yeah, it's not yet. Yeah. No, I mean that it's not the setting for the victory.
Right.
Yeah, that's
it better not
show.
Be.
Yes.
Well, Barkham.
Relax over there.
Well, you know, when he gets excited, that guy gets revved up.
Well, everybody wants the victory, Jim.
Yeah. And also, Barkham, if they do lose again, no cursing.
You got to respect him for it.
That was so
funny.
I don't
think you have to worry about that.
No, probably
not. That was so funny.
215-592-9494 on the record Friday. Eric and Rowley, you're on WIP. What's up, Eric?
Hey, boys. How are y'all?
What's up, brother?
Thanks for having me. So I think I'm going 31-21. Birds low 50s. Close game till half. Devontae gets one. Saquon gets two. Jalen gets one. And the strength of the Chiefs in the fourth quarter comes to a close on Sunday because the Birds just are going to lean on them and lean on them and lean on them. And they haven't seen anything like us yet. You're going to be the best team the Chiefs have played all year, and Birds get it done. There's a parade on Broad Street.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love it. I agree.
Yep. Hey, one more thing real quick. So the reason I called, I picked up my daughter, driving her home from school. We're listening to WIP on my phone, and she shouts out, "Look, Dad, it's an eagle." And you look up above the car, and there's a bald eagle flying right over our car. She said, "It's an omen." She said, "It's an omen. You got to call the show." I said, "I'm doing it. Let's go."
All right.
Seeing them in the wild is definitely good luck.
Bald eagle?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen one in the wild.
I've seen a couple.
Really?
Yeah, they're neat.
I don't know.
The bald eagles?
Yeah.
I see them every Saturday when I golf at Riverwinds.
Another perk of going to Riverwinds.
There's an actual eagle's nest on the 11th hole, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did Jaws get that installed?
I don't know if he actually got that installed. That's a good question, though. I don't know that.
Does he have that at every one of the Jaws courses?
I don't think so.
An eagle's nest?
So coming up here, you know, we talk about On the Record.
Yes.
And we've talked about what this is going to be like for the Super Bowl. Rios in North Philly. Rios. Uh-oh. There we go. Rios, you are on WIP.
What's going on?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Not a good start.
Rios?
You hear me, Hard Chargers?
There we go. Gotcha. Then we're going to do this again so we do it right. Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP. Oh, no.
Sunday's going to be a damn disaster.
Oh, we're going to lose by 30.
He is driving right now to New Orleans.
Oh, he's actually going down?
Yes.
Wow. On Friday? What's he going to He's not going to the game, is he?
I don't know.
All right.
Well, the fact that he's driving to New Orleans, we don't know where he's at.
I know.
Whether or not the reception is going to come back.
Right.
People are not happy here at Chickies.
No. Well, we need it. You got to find a good cell and pull over.
Yeah, wherever you're at. Yeah. Just pull over.
And I'll get you on whenever. Yeah. I won't. I like to time it a certain way. I'll get you on whenever. 215-592-9494. Oh, my God. I'm having heart palpitations.
Yeah. It's perfect.
That's bad news.
All the illnesses and Rios can't call.
We need him on.
I know. He'll get there.
We got to send him a police escort. Get him to New Orleans safely.
I trust him.
215-592-9494.
When did he leave?
On the record Friday.
I don't know.
Dave in Lehigh Valley. You're on WIP.
He might not get there till Sunday.
Yeah. Just pull over. Hey, am I on? This is awesome.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. So I do have a on the record Friday prediction. Is that good?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm going to go along with pretty much what everybody's been saying. I think the narrative, as I've been thinking through it, is, you know, Jalen in victory position because, you know, Saquon chews up the last four. But, you know, if you remember the way the Eagles played earlier in the year, I do think it's going to be a slow start. I'm not going to be shocked with, you know, the old 10-0, 10-3 KC lead. But I think this defense is the best thing going, period. I mean, I think second half we're going to see a defense. We're going to be happy the defense is on the field is what I'm trying to say. You guys think that's possible?
Yeah,
I'm with you on it.
Yeah, I mean, they've been this year, Ike said it a bunch of times, this year has been about Saquon, but the defense is the reason that they are where they are. If the defense was mid-pack and Saquon did what he did, this season wouldn't be what it is.
Right.
This team, every decision they make, you know, on offense is because of what they have on defense, and they are here because of that. And I you know, if we walk away from this with an Eagles victory, odds are the MVP will be on the offensive side, but odds also are that the defense was the most valuable thing in the game.
Yep. Yeah, I don't mind going a little bold here and saying that I really hope Nolan gets his third sack or his sack in three consecutive games. And I'd love to see MVP Nolan Smith up on the board. I think that's
nice. Wow.
What was those odds?
I just really think the second half is going to be the Eagles' defense doing what they do. And I'm excited, man. I think a 14-point win isn't out of the question. I wouldn't be surprised if it's, you know, 19-33 or something like that. But, you know, I think second half we're just going to be happy we have the best defense in the NFL.
Yeah, Dave, I also think a lot of the reason that people are picking the 8-11-point wins is deep down we are all a little bit worried from a Jake Elliott standpoint and a Patrick Mahomes standpoint about the close one. And I think Costo said this as well. Mm-hmm. If the Eagles win, there's a bigger chance that it will be a large margin than if the Chiefs win, that's a large margin. I don't see the Chiefs winning this by two touchdowns. You know?
Right.
And part of that's because I think Elliott's going to be a second thought in a lot of conditions. I think let's get the touchdown. Let's not even worry about the field goal. So, yeah, I'm so freaking excited, man. And I'm so happy to hear my first call, first time, long time, to be on your show, the best show. Mm-hmm. Funniest damn show on radio, man.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. That's the way to end it. Thank you for the call, Dave.
I tell you what, like sometimes we can get so caught up in the opponent and what sort of the perception of them is for everyone. And it's the Chiefs' greatness. It's Andy Reid, it's Patrick Mahomes. I think a lot of people can sometimes get lost in that. You just go back through the season with the Chiefs. And you look at their schedule, and you tell me the most impressive win they had on their schedule. Now, you know the majority of their games were one-score games. That's right. That's first of all.
Yep.
You also know they only averaged 22 points. But when you look at the actual schedule, other than the first week of the season when they beat Baltimore, and we know that was by a half an inch before it went into overtime because – Isaiah Likely caught that pass in the back of the end zone, but his foot was out of bounds, so that game could have gone into overtime. I mean, they beat Cincinnati by one. They beat Atlanta by five. They beat the Chargers by seven. They beat the Saints by 13. They beat the 49ers by 10. They beat Vegas by seven. They had to go to OT to beat Tampa Bay. They beat the Denver Broncos by two. Denver held them to 16 points. Buffalo is their most impressive team they played, and they lost by 9 to Buffalo, only scoring 21 against that Buffalo Bills team. They beat Carolina by 3. We saw that game. They could have easily lost to Carolina. Vegas was a 2-point win, only scoring 19 points versus Vegas. 19 points versus Vegas. The Chargers, again, held them under 20 to 19 points. They won, but it was a 2-point game. Cleveland, Houston, Pittsburgh, and then the game they gave away at the end. So I go through that schedule, and I say to myself, there's no way that schedule is more impressive than what the Eagles did this year as a football team. And when you look at the scores and some of the teams they beat, the Eagles, to me, played a more difficult schedule, and they beat more impressive teams than the Chiefs beat this year. And they beat them in an impressive fashion. They don't have a win like going to Baltimore and dominating Baltimore like the Eagles do. And then having to go, and that was after going to L.A., right, and playing the Rams. So I just look at how the Eagles have played all year, who they played compared to the Chiefs, and it's really clear that the Eagles are the better team. It's not even a question.
I'm guilty of this, and I think a lot of people are. I might even be right, but it reminds me of, you know, that Minnesota team 2 years ago that the Giants beat?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they won 13 games, but it was all one-score games like that.
Yep.
And people were like, that team. So, like, I know where Jack is coming from with the fraudulent team, because everybody knew that Minnesota team was fraudulent. But because this Kansas City Chiefs team are who they are, mm-hmm. we all look at it as, well, they just know how to win, as opposed to a team that snuck by a bunch of bad teams and got here. Like, really, their most impressive win of the year was
Last week was
the Buffalo
game.
Win. You know, that's when they scored 33 points. That's when they beat Buffalo, whatever. But I agree with you. It is just that I have in the back of my head, and we all have in the back of our heads, who they are. And they're just, they just figured it out. That's how they got here. So, yeah, I agree with you. There's no. It's very difficult to look at these two teams this year and say the Chiefs are the better team than the Eagles. It's really hard.
And that's all I can look at.
Yep.
I mean, they actually beat Houston, and Mahomes threw for 177 yards. Like, to me, that wasn't even a dominant win against the Texans in the playoffs.
No, not at all. So coming up next, we will have the official Rios hype speech for Super Bowl 59.
Thank you. Is he at a rest stop?
He's pulled over.
Did he get a payphone?
We're good. That is coming up next. We're Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP. Oh, it's on the record Friday. So you got a call. Give us exactly how you think the game is going to go. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.